Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Wednesday and this is the fourth week after Pentecost. This week we are focusing our attention on the gospel reading for the coming week, Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. Our theme this week is Jesus' disciples love and serve their neighbors. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Luke chapter 10, verse 29. But wanting to vindicate himself, the expert in the law asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Wanting to vindicate himself, he asks, "Who is my neighbor?" It's the test that's here. Luke tells us this expert in the law stepped forward to test Jesus, and here is the test. The first opening question was just sort of a smokescreen. What must I do to inherit eternal life? The answer was fairly simple, right? To be numbered among God's people, to receive that gift of God, where God says, "I am the Lord your God who has saved you and rescued you, loved you, and has made a covenant with you, is faithful to you." And we, in return, say, "We love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength." And then we turn that love to love our neighbors as ourselves. But now the answer, now the trap comes. Well, so who is that neighbor that we are also to love? That second half of this great commandment, the other table of God's law, not only loving God, but loving our neighbor. So who is our neighbor? And why is this such a trick or a trap? I wonder. Could it be that the trap of this question is to get Jesus, or to get any of us, to define God's people by a certain set of people, right? A certain set of in people. That our neighbors are the household of faith, or our neighbors are those who believe in Jesus, or our neighbors are the ones who worship the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind, while the rest of the world is heathen or pagan, and somehow draw this world of neighbors as those who are in the same or similar position as we are. And maybe that's why Luke tells us that this expert in the law wants to vindicate himself, wants to justify himself, let himself off for what he has done in saying that he has been faithful to the Lord. He loves the Lord with his whole heart and mind, and he loves God's people just as much as he loves God. And maybe as a corollary, hates God's enemies as well. Jesus is going to give his answer to that question in the form of the parable of the Good Samaritan. We're going to look at that tomorrow. We're going to start to dig into that the rest of the week. But for right now, let's hold that question before us as we think, who is our neighbor? We know probably by this point the right answer, or Jesus's answer to this. But think about it, really, for us, who is our neighbor? Who is the one who is worthy of our love? Who is the one who deserves our love? Who is the one who we feel is there? And is that the criteria that we need to set up? Of course, Jesus is going to challenge all of that. And we have to be aware that our thoughts on who is neighbor, who is worthy, who is good, who are people like us, is going to be challenged by the story that Jesus is going to tell. But we live in a world where there are plenty of people who are going to tell you, these are the good people and these are the bad people. And these people we should love and care for, while these people we should punish in one way or another for whatever reason. Once again, waiting ahead of us in the rest of the week is Jesus' own challenge to our efforts to always vindicate ourselves, justify our actions, and somehow, as we somehow fall short of the glory of God in this world. So ask yourself as you go out today, who is my neighbor? Who do I see or think of as neighbor, as the one that God is calling me to love and care for today? In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all of your gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, and for the gift of relationship with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for the people, the leaders, the ministries of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for victims of violence, for all who are working to bring about peace, international harmony, healing, wholeness, for those who strive to save this earth from carelessness and destruction. For who else? For what else do we pray today? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and all danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our lives and actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.